Hey, look who it is today. That's right, it's Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. Hello, everyone, to this here electronic engineering podcast brought to you by EEJournal.com and hosted by you-know-who. Yep, that's me, Amelia Dalton. Are you guys ready for some EDA smorgasbord? A virtual buffet of emulation, hardware-assisted development, enterprise prototyping, and parser platforms? Oh yeah, I got the whole spread this week. But I'd avoid that sushi. It's not looking too good. All right, first up this week, please welcome longtime friend of the show, Frank Schurmeister from Cadence Design Systems. Frank and I are discussing our unlimited, it seems, thirst for verification, why the need for FPGA-based prototyping is growing these days, and why it seems there is always too many verification cycles and so little time.
My guest today is Frank Schurmeister from Cadence Design Systems. Thank you so much for joining me, Frank.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Okay, so first off, we're talking about hardware assist development, emulation, and FPGA-based prototyping. So, Frank, what are the key parts of today's development in this realm, and what's really driving this use?
Well, what's driving this use is thirst. In this case, it's thirst for verification cycles. So what we've been focusing on is verification throughput for your designs. In other words, how fast and how many cycles can you run to remove defects in your design? And that's really what's driving a lot of the verification today, especially when it comes from designs in machine learning, application, AI, applications like ADAS and so forth. You need so many cycles to verify it that you really, really need hardware-assisted development, both emulation and prototyping, to complement the other techniques you have, formal simulation and so forth. Otherwise, you're simply not getting done with your verification task to be confident that you can go to tape out.
Okay, so let's talk about emulation. Now, sometimes it has the reputation to be part of the top 10 companies only. Do you think that's changing?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, there's still, you have the 80-20 thing pretty much going on everywhere. There are still companies like publicly known NVIDIA who have very large in-house installations. The way we look at these today, it's really like virtual private clouds, if you will, in-house, so they don't really have an external vendor providing it for them. With the move into cloud, with our verification tools, so you can get Palladium cloud access these days, you have the ability to, as a smaller company, get access as well, meaning we are serving a much larger portion of this long tail of not-so-big companies who have also a verification need and an emulation need for their complex designs. So that's one reason to go into the cloud, and that's getting us into that longer tail. The big companies like cloud as well, because for them, the cloud enablement gives them the ability to actually plan for the baseline they need always on-premise. And then they can replicate that environment in the cloud provided by us in data centers to closer to tape out, get enough cycles to get their verification done. So that's what we call peak capacity. So that's where cloud is really a great vehicle going forward to really help smaller companies, but also to have big companies given the ability to do peak capacity.
Okay, so what do you think are the biggest trends in this market?
Well, the big issue all of us, all the big three EDA companies have been working through, we started with this back in 2011, is the combination of the different engines. How do you bring formal simulation, emulation, prototyping together? One big white spot in the landscape had been, up until recently, the spot where you have high capacity, billion gate designs and larger, at high speed, multiple megahertz. What was happening in the past is our Protium S1 system and the competition systems in this desktop prototyping space have been slowing down once you go like beyond 400, 500 million gates. Sure. We just solved that. We have a new product which was introduced into the Protium prototyping family called Protium X1, and that's exactly serving that spot of very high capacity, billion gate plus designs at high speed, 5 megahertz or more, with an automated flow out of the box coming from Palladium. So that's one scale there. The other scale is that same system also allows you to run up to 48 users in parallel in a rack of one of those X1 systems. So it scales both in capacity and number of users, which is a cool addition to the hardware-assisted verification and software development landscape.
All right, Frank, it's time for your off-the-cuff question. Now let's get out our crystal ball. And what are your thoughts about the future for us techies?
Well, it's interesting. My daughter just is one of those Generation Z in her mid-teens, and it's interesting to observe how they behave and what they want. There are a couple of items these kids are really keen on and how they imagine their future. Things like instant communication right now, virtualization, so they imagine that there's some way to just have people appear, so that's the click your glasses, so to speak, and you see where your friend is and what's the weather like over there and whether you want to talk to him or is he with somebody else. And it's really exciting to be in Silicon Valley as with Cadence in a spot where we help enable all these companies doing the 5G enablement, AI, machine learning, to make all those things happen for the future there. And it's exciting to see what's going to come there. Sometimes scary too, when you think about what can happen with all those, what you have issues to deal with, like security and safety and so forth. But overall, I think it'll be exciting future for my kids and us.
I agree. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Frank. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for having me. It was great. Thanks.
Next up, it's another longtime friend of the show, Mikhail Lichtart from Verific. All right, let's go.
My guest today is Mikhail Lichtart from Verific. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Amelia. It's a pleasure to be here. We have done a few of those over the years, and always glad to be talking to you.
Okay, so yes, we have done these several times by now, and you guys are just celebrating your 20th anniversary at Verific, so congratulations. And what's your secret for success for these 20 years?
You're right. In January of 1999, Rob Decker, our founder and CTO, started the company, Verific Design Automation. And I think the secret is you have to start with a good product. Well, first you have to solve somebody's problem. Right? You have to identify that problem, then you have to build a good product, find a few first customers, and then support the hell out of them. Yes. Just make sure that you give them all the support they need constantly, and they become your best advocates in the industry. And I think we have been able to continue to build on that. We started with a great product, we expanded on the great product, and we added some other IEEE standards. That came out over the years, and we continue to be the best support team that anyone from EDA tools can wish they had.
Okay, so tell me a bit about why you think your value proposition makes Verific so successful.
Well, we are quite the only duck in the pond here. There is nobody else that builds the system Verilog, VHDL, and UPF parsers like we do. There is a growing demand in the industry for this, where we originally started out with just EDA companies that were licensing our software. Since then, we have well expanded into the FPGA realm, and also semiconductor and system companies have become licensees of Verific, and because they have internal flows that they like to support.
So if anyone has seen you on a trade show ever, you will know that your mascot is a giraffe, which I appreciate. Why did you guys decide on a giraffe?
There was not really a reason for. We just knew that a mascot would be a good idea that companies and people could recognize us with. We really like giraffes. They're funny animals. Yeah. They're funny faces. They're everybody's friend. And they don't have any real enemies. And then we also found a slogan with it, head and shoulders above the rest. And that's how we feel with our software. We really like to provide high quality solutions to our customers. And I think with the giraffe mascot, we emphasize that.
I think you do too. Okay, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, you have one meal left on planet Earth. That's it. That's all you're going to eat for the rest of your life. What would it be?
Every Friday afternoon, we have a meeting with our entire R&D team in Alameda, and we walk out of the building, and then we walk through a small alleyway, and then when we're on Park Boulevard, we decide what to eat, and we turn left or right. I always leave it to the others to decide what I'm going to eat that afternoon.
So you might leave it up to me to choose what your last meal is. Okay, I like that answer. Well, Mikhail, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me yet again.
Thank you, Amelia. It's a pleasure, and looking forward to the next one as well. Till then.
Now let's circle back to FPGA-based prototyping. We know it's not new, right? And you know what else isn't new? Our needs for early firmware and software development, memory modeling, and advanced data capture. If anything, those things have gotten worse. And if today's interview wasn't enough information about FPGA-based prototyping, never fear. I've got just the Chalk Talk for you. In a recent episode of Chalk Talk entitled Prototyping Billion Gate Designs with Protium X1 Enterprising Prototyping System, I sit down with Jürgen Jaeger from Cadence Design Systems, and we talk all about the next generation of FPGA-based prototyping and how the first scalable data center optimized enterprise prototyping system can get your system design up and running faster than ever before. And you can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to the Chalk Talk section of EE Journal. You can't miss it. It's right across the top. Or check out the link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Or even head on over to youtube.com/eejournal. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And yes, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series, hosted by yours truly. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player, you can check out our Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of November 15th, 2019, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.